Gert asks us, why is it that fast food tastes great, but not vegetables? And why does deep-fried food taste really, really tasty, but it's not actually good for your body? Now, Helen, you clearly have something to say about this.
I have something to protest about this. Vegetables can be very tasty. I made a very nice nut roast this weekend. So I disagree on that point, but I'm afraid, I'm nasty feeling that not everyone agrees with me.
I think you're right. I certainly agree with you. I think especially fresh vegetables, when they've still got all of their lovely taste straight from the garden, are really tasty. But I think the deep-fried, the fast food, the high-calorie stuff, I think that's probably a bit of an evolutionary throwback. I think our body rewards us for taking in lots of calories. And so when we do this, it used to be essential to find food, and so we'd get a molecular reward in our brain that says, well done, you've found some good, rich food that will keep us going throughout the winter. And so we get that sort of pleasure sensation. Now, food isn't really a pressure like that, and we still get this reward. So when we eat something that's very full in calories, this brain mechanism kicks off, and we think that we've really enjoyed it. He also asked, and this is a very interesting one. Helen, again, I'm not sure if you might have something to say about this. He said, is there any deep-fried food that's better than others? Now, I'm not sure how you serve your vegetables, but...
Tempura vegetables are quite nice, aren't they? And that's a form of deep frying. I mean, I'm sure a deep fried piece of broccoli is slightly less good for you than a piece of nice fresh, unfried, slightly steamed broccoli. But you still, if you haven't overcooked it, you're still getting lots of the nutrients and the vitamins that are so important in vegetables if you do that kind of style of cooking. So that's not too bad, I should say.
That was exactly what I thought, because with tempura food, the food is still very fresh and it's fried only for a very short time. In fact, you're supposed to use ice-cold batter, and apparently that's why it's so fluffy and tasty. But the food isn't overcooked, and I suspect, actually, that boiling carrots for 10 minutes would probably get rid of more of the nutrients than deep-frying them for 1 minute.
Oh, yeah, I quite agree, actually. Yes, I think if school dinners could be more tempura vegetables instead of carrots boiled to death, then that would be a good thing, I think.